Bavakamo, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Hakelev Agdisha Kovtsu Mireisha Gag, Vishibru Sakelim, Mishalim Nezik Sholim. A Kelev, a dog or a Gdi, that a cow can't jump. A cow could walk and it could step and it could break. We're moving on to swifter and more agile behemoths. A Kelev and a Gdi that jumped from Mireisha Gag and they landed and broke things. They landed in a Chotzer and they broke things. Mishalim Nezik Sholim, they landed on it. Because mipnei shehin muadin, the jumping is a normal activity for a kelev or gdi, so that's considered derech hilucha, even though it's not hilucha, it's kfisatzoi. But they muadin lekach. Here's another case: hakelev shenotel charora v'holach legodish. Here we're not dealing with hezek of shein v'regel or karen. We're dealing here with a hezek that was caused by a fire. This is lechara esh. But since it comes al yidei kelev, the Mishnah puts it together into the same shtickle. The kelev took a charori, took a coal, v'holach legodish. He went to a godish, is a barn, highly flammable. There's wood there, there's hay, there's packages of bundles of tvua that are stacked together. The place is very flammable. He put the coal down, the whole place went up and was destroyed. Al hacharoro mishalin nezik sholim. The charora is not a regular coal. The charora is really a cake, has value. It's a type of bread that's round and it's flat, and the way to bake it is with cholim. So there are coals that are stuck to it, and that's why it's flammable. When it was picked up, the animal picked it up because the animal wants to eat. It smells the bread. He picks up the bread, but he carries it over to the barn and he sets the barn on fire. So the Charora, the owner of the kelev, pays nezek sholem, because that's shein, that's derech achilose, he picked it up. The fact that there are coals there, say that he ran, and the reason why he ran is because it was hot, the dog panicked, but that's all derech hilucha, that's normal. Ala godish mishalim chatzi nezek, because the godish was not burnt by the guf habehema, the kelev didn't damage the godish, the kelev put something there, and that's mikoychoy. So it was burnt down mikoyach the charora that the animal put there. That's chatzinezik tzoreres. Now the beer that we just said opens up a window onto one of the big sugyas in Eish and Bechlau Momen Amazik. It's the sugya of Ishum Mishum Chitzov and Ishum Mishum Amoyne, which is a major machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though Eish is one of the Arba Ovis of Mazik, it's Momoinoi HaMazik, Shmirosin Olecho, and that's why you chayiv on a fire that you lit. A person lit a campfire, like we said in Perek Aleph, and the campfire wasn't put out properly, and it spread, and it burnt down somebody else's house. The Bal HaCampfire, the one who lit it, Shalom Yishalom HaMavir Saber, the one that lit the fire, or the one who's responsible for the fire, if the fire was given over to him, doesn't have to be actually lit by him, he's chayiv midin momen hamazik. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that momen hamazik is only when a person has embers of a campfire. The campfire is not olul to spread to the next door neighbor's house. There's no direct line. It happens to be that a wind came along later and it fanned the flames, and in the middle of the flames spread. Or let's say alternatively, a person lit a fire and there's a strong fence that's in front of the fire. The fire shouldn't necessarily go through the fence. It happens to be the fire was stirred up by the wind, and the fire went against the fence. The fence crumbled under the weight, the heat, the intensity of the fire, and then the fire spread, and then the fire burnt down the house. That's Ishum Shum Amoinoi, because there's a force that was not watched, V'lo Yishmerenu, and it was let loose. Says Rabbi Yochanan, however, if a person lights a fire at point A and 100 yards away there's a house, lighting that fire in a direct line towards that house, it doesn't make a difference if he went over to the house and he put the torch on the house, or if he lit it 100 yards away, that's called he went over to the house and he burnt it. The traveling of the fire is Maisa Yodov. That's not Moshum Mamoinoi. That is a Maisa of Odom HaMazik. There are pturim that we're going to see later on. Tomun Ba'esh, the Torah was makel in certain senses. By Momen HaMazik, the same way we had a kula in Shur and Tam will have a kula in Bor with their kulas in Eish. That's only on Isha Mishum Memoinoi. But if a person lit a fire and there was a direct path and it was clear that the fire was going to go over there, that's Isha Mishum Chitzov. Chitzav miloshna chetz, an arrow, where it's as if he shot a bow and arrow. You're not going to say it's not a direct maisa. We said if somebody takes a ball and he throws it through a window, that's not a direct maisa. Of course it is. That's his Odom HaMazik. So over here was its Odom HaMazik. That being said, Rabbi Yochanan says that if the animal puts the charora on the godish, the caliph, that put the charora, that's the maisa of the caliph, it's like the chitzav of the kelv, the mice of a kelv. Now, it isn't a mice of yadayim. It's only koichoi, not gufis, it's chayiv only chatzinezek. But at least he could be chayiv. Rish Lakish argues. Rish Lakish says that lighting a fire is never directly called a mice of mazik, biyadayim. It's not chitzav, it's only mamoinoi. We'll add, by the way, even according to Rish Lakish, Rachman al-Litzlan, if Reuven went over to Shimon and he took a fire and he put Shimon on fire and he killed him, of course he'd be chayv als Ritzach. Ritzach, you can't be chayv als Momoinoi. The chiv Ritzich is only on a Maisi B'Yadayim. I thought that's called a Maisi B'Yadayim. We're talking about where he lit the fire further away. He lit the fire at a distance. Rish Lakish holds lighting a fire at a distance only Momin. Even though there's a direct path from the fire, it's clear that the fire is going to spread and encompass and burn down the house. That's only Yishim Mishum Mamoinoi. If it's only Yishim Mishum Mamoinoi, what's Pshat now Mishnah? A person's responsible on the Momin of a Kelev. That would be the equivalent of a person's responsible if his Kelev goes over to a barn door, opens it up, and his animal runs out. He's Chayev on the Velo Yishmerenu of his Kelev? Of course not. Mamoina is only Mamoina. He can't be chayev on the moment that was caused by his caliph. So Shlokish has to be madchik the Mishnah and say we're talking about that the caliph took the charora, threw it at the godish, and he's chayev on the exact spot of impact where the fire hit the godish. Only on that spot. Wherever it spread afterwards, that's only Mamoina. That's not chitzav. So Meli won't be chayev. This is a major machlek Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish. We'll point out one more thing. The way we just explained, there are different levels of fire. According to Rish Lakish, every fire that's placed, that's lit, even if there's a direct path to the victim of that fire, is only Mamoina, not Chitzav. But, even according to Rish Lakish, if somebody goes over, takes a torch, and actually torches the person's house, Avad it's Odom HaMazik, Avad it's Chitzav. It's only if he lights it at a distance from the house, even though it's poshut that's going to spread there, that's only Mamoinoi, not Chitzov. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Mamoinoi. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that's Chitzov. That's also a Maisa. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. Can a person be Chayiv on Ritzeach? Mazik, yes. It's called Adam HaMazik. Would that be called a Maisa Ritzicha? If Reuven, Rachman al-Tzlan, lit a fire at a distance of 100 yards, he tied Shimon to a tree, and he lit a fire 20 feet away from him, where it's clear the fire is going to spread and Rachman Tzlan Shuman is going to be killed. Is that a Maisa Ritzicha Biyodayim? Is that enough to be Chayiv Ritzicha in Mazik? If on the tree itself, Avad it's Adam HaMazik. But is that Ishim Shum Chitzav strong enough to be called also Maisa Ritzicha? It's a Machlaikis, the Teisvis, and the Ran. Bavus the Machlaikis, Reb Chaim and the Briskerov have an Arichus on this Machlaikis. We'll just show one more example of this type of Chilik in different types of Maisim, Lagabi, different areas in Halacha. The Halacha is if somebody goes over to a barn. Reuven goes over to Shimon's barn, opens up the door. Doesn't only open up the door. If he only opened up the door and Shimon's behemoth ran out and caused hezek, it's a groma. Reuven can't be chayv. We'll see that later on in Mirtz Hashem in the sixth parak. What happens if Reuven went over to the barn, took out Shimon's behemoth, took Shimon's behemoth by the scruff of the neck, walked it over to Levi's field and put the animal there, where the animal of Shimon, Reuven's fault that Shimon's animal ate up Levi's strawberry patch. Taloch is his chayiv. Tosfos says his chayiv is shein v'regel, even though it's not his behemoth, but since he took charge of the behemoth, so he becomes responsible for the behemoth. Therefore, if it would be b'shus harabim, he'd be potter, except for mashanenis, like we learned before. The Rashba says no. The Rashba says when somebody actually takes an animal and puts an animal veer on the strawberry patch, that's called Odom HaMazik. Giving a Bibi Shusa Rabban, that's not Momen HaMazik. That's called he did the Maisa of destroying the strawberries, even though he didn't do a Biadayim. He put the animal there. It's not just Velo Yishmerenu. That's called Odom HaMazik. Chiddush in the Rajba. Fregen Achroinim. What happens on Shabbos if a person takes his cow? Cow hasn't eaten lunch, Shabbos afternoon, they're not working in the fields. He takes his animal and he leads him over to a pile of grass and he puts him on a patch of grass. Might be mukta, you can't move an animal on Shabbos, but it's certainly not called Melecha Shabbos that he was the one who was toilish the grass. There's no Melecha of Koitzer there, why not? Why don't you say it's a Maisa B'Yadayim? That if my animal rips up the grass, that's called that I, as if I took a lawnmower. And of course, the pshat is that's not a ma'aseh b'yadayim, it's a ma'aseh the animal. So we see over here that the gedorim of ma'aseh mazik b'yadayim are easier to have than in other areas in halacha. What's called a ma'aseh b'yadayim as far as mazik won't be called a ma'aseh b'yadayim as far as Shabbos. It's the ma'aseh of the behemah, not the ma'aseh of the baal. What would be called a ma'aseh b'yadayim of lighting a fire that's called odom hamazik would not necessarily be true legabi ritzicha. It would be called causing the person's death. It wouldn't be called actually doing it b'yadayim. Two examples of the same idea. Mishnah Dalet. Ezu tam ve'ezu umud. We've discussed the maisim ha-mishunim. What's mishunim, what's kedarka, what's tam, and what's umud right away. But how does a behemoth turn in, how does he metamorphosize into a umud after doing maisim mishunim? Umud kol she'idu ba'shloisha yomim. If 3 days straight, the Bailam is warned, has a chayin, Rebid, your animal just chewed through somebody's tefillin bag. Your animal just injured somebody by banging into him, derech hezek. So the hidu ba shloisha yomim, we have to see what the stress on that of shloisha yomim is, that would turn him into a muid, and then he would pay nezek sholim. Vitam mishiyachse ba shloisha yomim. He could become ois muid, if he then does tshuva by 3 days not doing that ma'isa. He does it 3 days, and he does it not doing it 3 days. So he undoes his chazaka. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Meir Oimer, mu'id shehidu by shloisha pa'omim. The stress l'chor over here is not shloisha yomim, but shloisha pa'omim. And then he doesn't say tam mishiyachse by shloisha pa'omim. What would 3 pa'omim be? V'tam kol she'yuhu atinokis mimashmishin boy ve'inin egeach. The animal has to show himself gentle enough that even children come over to him and they stroke him in a way where normally an animal that had a temper would get mad and would lash out and would hurt somebody. And he doesn't. He has to undo completely any tendency he has to wildness, and he has to show that he's a calm animal. Now let's point out a few nekudas over here. First of all, kol she'idu by shloisha yomim. There's a discussion, what does it mean? The way we said it is that they warn the Bailam. The Gemara actually has a shaila, this is called the sugya and daf chav dalid, which is called liyaude gavra, to make a muid out of gavra, out of the owner, to go over to the Baal HaShor and say, Rebid, your animal is negech, you better watch it. So he's a muid that this animal has a wild streak and it has to be watched. He was warned 3 times, you're becheskes, you should have done a shmir me'ula. One way. The other way is to understand liyaude tura. You don't have to go over to the Baal, that's not the point. The point is that the animal did 3 times a negicha, that means that the animal now developed a wild streak. It has nothing to do with the bailam, it has to do with the animal. So now the animal is negech 3 times, the owner should know better, the owner should watch. But now you have to warn the owner 3 times. The Gemara Lamaisa is not pushing this suffix. This is an outstanding suffix. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda is shloisha yom. What does it mean? It has to be on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? It doesn't have to be 3 days straight. It has to be the Rishonim say that he sees a shor on Monday, he's negech. Maybe the next time he sees another shor is on Wednesday, and he's negech. By the way, the Gemara understands that 3 times means 3 times for one specific thing. He sees a shor on Monday, a shor on Wednesday, and a shor on Friday. Each time he's negech, the shor that he sees, that means that he's a muid le negichas shvarim. However, you have another animal, he sees another animal, he doesn't see red. But when he sees a red car seat, that's when he does see red, and he goes over and he chews it up. He sees a red car, he goes over and he starts smashing until he smashes the car. See, he's a mu'ed l'negichas, three red cars. That negicha could be very subjective to what you see as the pattern. And the Rishonim have different discussions. What happens if he sees a shor in his negech? He sees a chamor in his negech? He sees a gomel in his negech? Would you put three together? Three types of people, a short person, a tall person. Maybe he's only allergic. What's ma'ir, his wild streak, is only a certain size person. There's fashidin is fakis that could be had over here. So if it's shalish palm, then why does the Mishnah say shalish yom? The Rishonim understand that if it's all on one day, we could always rationalize that the animal had a bad day. He had a bad hair day, and because of that, he was negech today three times. But if it's three opportunities that he has, obviously it's something more intrinsic, and it has to do with this type of making him wild. The lashon of the pasuk of Pasuk Mishpatim is oinoida. It becomes known, noida, noida to who? The bailim. Every time, right, that was our shaila of who you have to be miyayid. Oinoida kishar nagachu. Mitmol shulshim v'lo yishmer anubalav. What does it mean, mitmol shulshim? Mitmol means yesterday. Shulshim means from 2 days ago. It's 3 days. Shalosh. So what it means is, mitmoil is one negicha yesterday, shulshoim is 2 days before that, the day before and the day before. V'lo yishmer enu ba'olav, on the third negicha, that makes him into a mu'id, klape the fourth negicha. And then shalom yishalom, shor ha'tachazah, shor he has to pay for the whole thing. That's the way the Mishnah understands, the Gemara understands this sheet in the Mishnah. Ramea holds Shalish Palmim. What that means is he holds it even if it's three times on one day. Now, L'chayr, the machloikis about how to undo the Muadus between Rabbi Yehuda and Ramea, the Pashto reading of the Mishnah is L'shitasem. Rabbi Yehuda holds that on one day not, that means he holds it's harder to make a Muad. Therefore, he holds it's easier to undo. And then if 3 days, Mishayachsabai, that's enough to undo the Muadus. Ramei holds even three times in one day makes a mu'ud. So then it makes sense that the litmus test for becoming ois mu'ud has to be so strong as to be mamish tinoikis memashmashim boivein negech, which is going to be hard to prove. That's the pashtus, and some Rishonim hold, yeah, that's the machlaikis. Others hold, this is what Taisus seems to say, that Ramei is moided to Rabbi Yehuda's litmus test of shloshu yomim, harezet tam. Ramei is moisiv that even mamash mishim boi ve'en negeach with one time. For that, you don't need three times. That's a machlokes, how to understand the Mishnah.